Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, we are continuing. I think this week is going to be reprimandation week. And we are, because the more we talk about reprimanding someone, or reprimanding yourself, right? The more we realize that there's so much we need to reprimand. So if you have just joined us, please take note that I am the matriarch, the creme de la creme, the ultimate drip, the cherry on top, the icing on the cake, the whole cake. I'm the table where the cake is chilling, and I'm definitely the tile to the table, the cake, the icing, and the cherry on top are chilling. How about that? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about that violence. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about that fart. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about that violence. But one thing I want to put out there into the universe today is, with all this reprimanding that we have to do for ourselves and for others, right? If tomorrow starts without you, if tomorrow starts without you, are you going to be okay wherever you go? Or are you not going to be okay wherever you go? Are you going to be ready to go wherever you're going, or are you not going to be ready in terms of what you didn't address, what you addressed, and how you addressed what you addressed during the course of your life? Did you address the elephant in the room? Did you trust the process? And did you assemble your parts in time? So if tomorrow starts without you, are you going to be okay, kiddo? Or you've got some work to do, some healing, some reprimanding and some forgiving, and then also asking to be forgiven, or
If Tomorrow Starts Without Me, by David Romano. Possibly. When tomorrow starts without me, and I'm not there to see, if the sun should rise and find your eyes all filled with tears for me, I wish so much you wouldn't cry the way you did today, while thinking of the many things we didn't get to say. I know how much you love me, as much as I love you, and each time that you think of me, I know you'll miss me too. But when tomorrow starts without me, please try to understand that an angel came and called my name and took me by the hand and said my place was ready in heaven far above, and that I'd have to leave behind all those I dearly love. But as I turned to walk away, a tear fell from my eye. For all my life I'd always thought I didn't want to die. I had so much to live for, so much left yet to do. It seemed almost impossible that I was leaving you.
It seemed almost impossible that I was leaving you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings. And the aim and objective of our conversations here is to address the elephant in the room. And the elephant in the room is you. You are the elephant for today. You're the elephant, at least. I want to know, how do you reprimand yourself? But before that, right? Ladies and gentlemen, let's take another breather.
Do not love half lovers. Do not entertain half friends. Do not indulge in works of the half-talented. Do not live half a life, and do not die a half-death. If you choose silence, then be silent. When you speak, do so until you are finished. Do not silence yourself to say something, and do not speak to be silent. If you accept, then express it bluntly. Do not mask it. If you refuse, then be clear about it. For an ambiguous refusal is but a weak acceptance. Do not accept half a solution. Do not believe half truths. Do not dream half a dream. Do not fantasize about half hopes. Half a drink will not quench your thirst. Half a meal will not satiate your hunger. Half the way will get you nowhere. Half an idea will bear you no results. Your other half is not the one you love. It is you in another time, yet in the same space. It is you when you are not. Half a life is a life you didn't live. A word you have not said. A smile you postponed. A love you have not had. A friendship you did not know. To reach and not arrive. Work and not work. Attend only to be absent. What makes you a stranger to them closest to you, and they strangers to you? The half is a mere moment of inability. But you are able, for you are not half a being. You are a whole that exists to live a life, not half a life.
You are not half a being, please. Hello. Hi. You are not half a being. You are accommodating the space that you're supposed to be accommodating. It is what it is. You are here. You are bold. You are fierce. You are within your element. You are exactly where you're supposed to be, and you are going to go where you want to be. It is what it is. Okay. I'm just here to motivate you a little bit. So, ladies and gentlemen, the number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. And ladies and gentlemen, today we're talking about reprimanding. But we're not just talking about reprimanding. We're talking about reprimanding ourselves. How do we do that? Because there's a difference between reprimanding yourself and bashing and beating yourself down. Because that's what you guys do. You guys are so quick to throw yourselves under the bus, hey? You guys are so quick. It's almost crazy how you guys can just like, I'm just such a terrible person, and I'm just so bad, and I'm just so what, and I'm just what. No, we, it is so easy for us to throw ourselves under the bus, but yet, right? We are out here and we are amazing beings, and it is what it is. And I'm just here to say that maybe, just maybe, let's take the steps that the people say we should take, right? To reprimand ourselves. Reprimanding yourselves is addressing the elephant in the room within yourself, addressing a certain behavior, addressing a certain activity, addressing something that did not sit well with you. Now, sometimes, right? Sometimes we need to reprimand ourselves because even we act out of pocket. Even we go beyond what we thought we could go. Even we offend ourselves and others. Even we make mistakes. Even we, right, do things intentionally out of the spur of the moment and emotions, and we look back at it and we sit in our regret. When we sit in our regret, right, how do we come about that? How do we still take accountability, reprimand ourselves, take accountability, and then still continue to move forward? How do we do that? How do you do that? Because me, nah. How I sit in my corner, right, is to look at it, not holistically, to look at it the way it actually is. And the way it actually is looking at something without putting yourself, without putting yourself at the center. So if you are watching somebody cry because of something that you said, right? How you would have to look at it realistically is what was said to make somebody cry. What was said? What did you say? So now, if I'm going to repeat the same words that I said to that person and hear them out loud, were they offensive or were they not offensive? Because many of us do things like soothe ourselves, like make ourselves feel better with the blanket. You know, we make ourselves feel better at Weamonwe. We make ourselves feel better for bad behavior, right? And for disrespectful behavior. We make ourselves feel better by saying that we are apparently sharpshooters. And you know? We come up with all these cute and very nice proverbs that came from wherever they came from. Sometimes even the internet is vati quotes. Eh? We come up with them and then we throw them there. I'm just going to tell you exactly the way it is and I'm not going to hold back on nothing. Yeah, there's a difference between being blunt, right? And being mean. There's a very big difference. If I'm telling you that don't wear that dress because that dress is see-through and we can see your yellow underwear and your pad that is sticking out on the sides of your yellow underwear. That's blunt. That's truthful. And it is also not said in a way that is hurtful. What you guys are disguising as bluntness is you telling somebody, inopara owipanai, wetie wazari kwashikenjono, you are not looking nice, you look very bad, like what kind of things are these, what nonsense are you wearing? Like, in which part of that last statement, right? Do I understand me as the receiver of that news? Do I understand exactly what you mean by what you're saying? Because there's nothing inside there about the yellow panties. There's nothing inside there about the see-through dress. There's nothing inside there about the pad that's also sticking out. There's nothing there. The only thing that is there is you bashing me and making me feel bad. You're not even telling me what the problem is. You're saying that I don't look nice. Now, everybody can look whatever the way they want to look. Right? You can't tell me I don't look nice. No. You have to tell me what it is that is the problem, right? Address the elephant in the room, not addressing other things that don't even make sense. And now, at the end of the day, I feel so bad about myself. Like, I don't have style. I'm so ugly. Maybe she was referring to my weight. Maybe I'm left with guesses because you didn't make yourself clear because you were too busy insulting me. Tis, 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 tis. Shame on you. Shame on you. Maybe nobody told you today. Shame on you, okay? But ladies and gentlemen, let us continue with our checklist on how to reprimand someone. So, we spoke about number one, right? We must choose the place and the time, right? Address the issue as soon as possible. One. And then conduct the reprimanding in a private area. And then number two is prepare yourself, gather information, speak calmly or in a professional manner. And then number three is deliver the reprimanding. Be clear about the specific behavior or performance issue that you have a problem with. Okay, what is the problem that I have with what you're wearing? I have a problem with the fact that your dress, fact, not my opinion, right? Fact. A fact is something that cannot be disputed. It is what it is. An opinion is inside your head. An opinion is what I'm doing. I'm giving you guys a glimpse of my opinion. The only thing that makes it cool is because we all think the same. So I think it and, I mean, you think it and I say it and then we all agree with it. It is what it is. And those that don't agree, they come through, they call, we talk. It is what it is. Hasho. But a fact is a fact. A fact is something that cannot be disputed by anybody. If it is yellow, it is yellow. If it is green, it is green. Not unless you're colorblind. And even if you're colorblind, there must be a person that's not colorblind to specify and identify and then correct you. All right. So what is the issue? The issue in itself is that the dress that you are wearing is see-through. We can see your underwear and your underwear content, which is inappropriate for a young lady of your caliber. That is the problem. That is the issue that we are addressing. We are not addressing your weight. We are not addressing your complexion. We are not addressing your style. We are not addressing your fashion sense. We are not addressing anything of that nature. We are addressing the fact that you are wearing something see-through in public. That's all. And we have a tendency of bringing in other things. Yeah, even that day when you drank water that day on, and then you spilled it on your white top. Oh, wait, Tom Monica now. Did you think that you were looking nice? How? Woo, how? So you are just going to crucify my whole entire character because of this one thing? Why? What do you get out of it? Or is it just that you're having such a bad day and you need somebody to beat up on and I'm a soft target? Like, what is it? So that's why we said delivering the reprimanding, right, is being clear in describing the particular behavior that you do not agree with. Be clear, all right? And then explain the impact. Mm-hmm. So explain the impact. So first of all, you tell somebody that, yeah, this is the, I don't like the fact that you're wearing the see-through dress and we can see and we can see and we can see. I just feel like it's inappropriate, right? And then the impact. Now, if you're going to explain the impact, right, you're going to talk about the fact that that's the where the where we draw the line or where we have a breather or a full stop, right? And then we're like, then we breathe. The reason that I have a problem with this dress that you are wearing is because you are 47 years old and I feel like you are too old to be showing your body parts and your genitalia like that. That's why I have a problem with it. You see? You explain why. And also, you could talk about the impact of this decision, right? The impact is that you are having young kids that are also going out there into the world. And you are going to be seen by these young kids that are going to either take pictures of you or put you on the internet or tell your children. And it would be embarrassing for your children to see some of your bum cheek. You understand? Mm-hmm. And if it is a company situation, you would say, if we were delivering the reprimanding in a company setting, right? We would be clear about Tuafeni's theft. The fact that we are disappointed in the fact that he stole from the company, right? That is clear as day. There's no going around here. It is clear as day. We are disappointed in the fact that he stole from the company and we did not expect him to be a thief or him to be a person that is stealing from the company. And then we explain the impact, right? Okay, so now you stole the tools of the company and right now we are sitting in a position where we don't have enough tools to conduct our work because some of the tools are missing because you stole them. Hence, now clients are turning back or going to our competitors instead to get the service they need and we are losing money because of these tools that you stole. And then the next one is focus on behavior. Not the person, the behavior. Frame the reprimanding around the specific behavior rather than attacking their character. Don't attack the person's character. You are always like that. Eh, Amanda. Amanda, you are always like that. Amanda, you always wear things like that. Amanda, you think you are young. No, we don't add spice like that. We don't add fuel to the fire like that. What we do is we just speak about the specific thing that she did wrong, which was wear something that was see-through with underwear that we can see and also, a sanitary pair that we see. This is like triple trouble. It's bad that you're wearing something see-through. It is bad that we can see your underwear. And it's also bad that we can see what should be within your genitalia, right? Like, ah, no, that's bad. We are not talking about how Amanda likes to wear skimpy things and how Amanda is always doing these and how Amanda thinks that she's young, but she's actually very big. And we're not talking about that. We're just talking about that. We are focusing on the specific thing. We are focusing on the behavior rather than attacking the character, right? The behavior, like the way you behaved, yeah? The way you behaved when I was trying to tell you that your thing is see-through. For example, now, maybe Amanda, you found Amanda outside and you're actually reprimanding her for being outside, but you're reprimanding what she is wearing most. So the, how you can focus on the behavior here is also tell her that, the fact that you didn't even want to come inside for me to tell you what is wrong, you had to bring it out of me in the midst of other people, right? And then now you are sitting in shame because of it, but we could have just sorted it out. Yeah. It's not about you are always like that. It's not about, And then when you are reprimanding somebody, this is very important. When you're reprimanding someone, your language is important because we hold on to every word. Every single word that comes out of your mouth, we hold on to it because, if you are like some of us, one, we are waiting for you to mess up within your speech, right? For you to offend me within your speech so that I don't have to listen to you if you are offensive. You know, if you are disrespectful, then I don't have to listen to you. Then I can just sit in my shame that I will now not feel anymore because now I mask my shame with anger because you are basically insulting me and you are calling me cruel words. That means I'm not even learning from this particular example because next time I'm going to still do it because in this moment I didn't grasp anything. I didn't learn anything, right? So, when we are reprimanding somebody, let us remember that it is not the character that we are attacking. We are attacking the behavior. We are attacking what they did, not who they are. We need to use words that are inclusive. So when you are saying that, yeah, Amanda, this skirt of yours that you are wearing, I just feel like it's not nice. It's what? Then you must make it. Maybe we can look for something else, you know, solution based. Maybe we can look for something else for you to wear that is equally sassy and eye catching and brings out your color and brings out your figure and brings out what you were trying to bring out within this outfit that didn't work. Maybe we can try and see how we can work together in finding a solution to this. And all of us are doing this together. Even I would also prefer you to reprimand me. You understand? It must be inclusive so that this person doesn't feel alone. Instead of focusing solely on the individual, use phrases like we need to address. We need to understand. We need to create a space where we can communicate. We need to. You see? So, can we talk? Not, I want to talk to you. Mm-mm. Can we talk? Can we have a conversation to create a shared understanding? Okay? So, number four. Listen and encourage dialogue. Dialogue, ne, is when you are talking and I am talking. We are talking. That's dialogue. Monologue is when one person is talking the whole time, of which you guys get right. I'm having a monologue. I'm having a monologue, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm talking to you, but you are not responding to me, or you're not responding to me in a way that I can hear. and I can respond to. So this is not a conversation. It is indeed a monologue. Mono one. So basically that is what it's saying. So, listen and encourage dialogue. So when you say you want to encourage dialogue, you want to encourage your teenager to speak to you. You ask questions like, what do you think? So we are having issues with the teenagers and we are saying, speak. But speak now. Speak. How am I going to speak to you if you are shouting? And then when I start talking, you say, keep quiet. You're like, oh, and what is it? And what do we really want out here? Do you want me to keep quiet or do you want me to talk? I don't know. It's very confusing. I'm going to keep quiet and I'm going to shut down completely. And that's what happens. We keep quiet and we shut down completely because how? The person is saying talk and then the person is saying keep quiet. The classic one is talk and then you talk. And then the person turns around and says, you see how you're answering me. You're like, oh, I thought you said I must speak to you. So let's encourage dialogue. Let's encourage for us to have conversations, especially within situations of reprimanding or conflict even. Let's encourage. Okay, so what do you think? So what are you saying? What are your thoughts around this matter? How do you see it? What is your opinion? Ask the questions, of please ask the questions so that somebody is included within the conversation instead of just being one of those, classic monologues that parents have and that's it. Allow for a response. Give the person an opportunity to explain their perspective. Active listening. Pay attention to their concerns and try to understand their point of view. Now, this one is difficult because understanding their point of view means that what you hear, you have to repeat out loud so that they can adjust to it or tell you if you are correct or not. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Good night.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. Did you remember me?
Did I remember you from where, my dear?
Shinash County, this is your darling.
Ha, my dear, today you are speaking like you are at under the bed.
Advertisement
break, so just hold the line.
Tired of being stuck in queues or left on hold? Our online sign-up lets you get the connection you need in just a few minutes. Simply head to paratus.africa/Namibia and press the online sign-up button. Then choose from our exciting ranges of fiber, Sky-Fi or mobile LTE products. Fill in the application form and you're already done. Of course, you'll also enjoy free installation on your new package. Sign up online today to enjoy effortless connectivity.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, Tetenash Country.
Yes.
Tetingay P.
Ashwa.
Shilinawa.
Hey, Tumatumire.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, Otokinongini.
Atuti. Kucha okupukurura ontu. Nenge okuhanda ontu. Ohatu shiningina nangin. Pefenga nendiripo poenda mjayo kucha. Natupote. Tetatupurikine.
unakucha onto tatingini tatushitara kone kuza kombinga adhihepeha zoku tshitara kwa kombinga eto twa tukala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi. What topic is in the water? Which, uno kukala wa wangashke, wapura mkweningaipi. Kupoche kashike, shimunja mwesho muno kukura sana iti. Kucho, uli nungukadi oe. Nungu uli nungusamane oe. O umono kuipukura sana shasi unapu na umanguta ngepuko. Dadina ndo kutumbura. Unsamane ohea mo begumbo potu arufa ngepo pombari. Deshe ya mwene pambari kwe tine tati ni on kwe tuwe. Oh, ano mwashke kewe ya mwena po pambari. Oh, shukwa shiki. Ae, oh, ano, ono nuko nje. Ae. Shiki ya nashiku ungifasu po pambari. Ae, kwa ringa mtu inana ndo maimbo ningine programa dae. Ok, otango. Deno rukiyaki. Deno rukitato. Aise ni yenu kukwa zi nandokuru haka tare hapo nandokuri. Yo tatu kuna ndopo tena ninge po preven. Aise ni amosho maningo mapuko. Ya, ashike hichi limo njiro chani kucha ono mapumba muipukura ano mkaru umo ushinga kupukura mkweni kucha mkweni. Gengo kwa kuwala na ndera kori hii, nenge kutuka, nenge kushautinga ngamo, makatiki anu. Ya. Nenge nga to, kene nga asosituru kukawa ninga. Kuteke pupia nineo hili atarara. Nge hamu pupia nineo hili atarara, usara kutamu. Kamu kala mwakamu hili na waka. Uchana ndoni mwaneo konje kaisi sinasa no hore. Umuli nando pironga. Nduwe te mkwenita ninge puko. Aninga ike puko. Ota tondo kota iku supervisor. Sea ku supervisor deni ota. Ke supervisor ota tameketa isana. Ea no. Ya isa na esho shita. Sera kuteka shiri mwenjira neka. Kikoto isa nena no shita. Wa wapumba uisa no kwa umwe topa ikine esa idadishi. Kucha, okay. Ngune nguto ngue na kwa etita oshima. Oholo mbele ne kucha mkwete. Hai. Oshiri ike mwenjira. O mapuko haa ni mwa, itulie ni hino, tulie ni mo mironga, ayo na monda kutua, nde hinda kutua na mondiri kwa hiyo mwana wange, yomango, onye pati na dintare nkutiamu, andi logo na nyinga ipi, marange ngoma nyinga iko kukaima iko kashona, omomberewa. Oshima hono kashiri mwanjira. Ande ike ndia dipopia na angu ekutuka nenge kuula elakoli hii. Biironga. Oya andipopia na emwene. Nye namo kumbwa aliku ya momo mberewa. Ya. Ndapo ike na nare kembiga adhishe. Opo. Ndiro kucha okuza ma. Kara ike ampopia na mkweni. Ina mukara amuitare kumbade inyala. Umuli mironga imu. Deni, ushara kutia. Inyoto popina asmu, ilinawa. Upo, akuti ukufeshke. Ukufanua. Akuti umasipa pokatiki embwa. Kasi mbwaka aziko njiro masipa. Uno kuteke. Mbwana azize po manga. Kweto kusapo masipa.
Yeah.
Zazi ane kufinya finya po. Po ima kapena sama. Mbwake oye kere sipa kumbika. Jino nde nanji nyate yu mbire kwenya. Nyate kuhapike sipa yote kalira kwenya. Te kalira kwenya shada kutia. Watura. Mbwazo no kumwe. Yeah. Ukuteke nasimwe o ukuteke kukupukula ngandono e kuhingira na ndo nai maa yeah. Muhingira ndo hautu ndero nate kuhingire nai upuna ndisha miyame ono tapitifamo kwako te kushini no kwako ndishi ya yeah, pehara ike uero feki na ndo kwako nde totiki hiwa fato mmoro langa kutia ombili 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 iya ishi ningari uyokuli kuse tatukana mara asike hinsi limo njosun kutia akutu natukana kupopi na nombili nombili ike wene mbili weke taitungu iya oto tingini mewe na shikantiri
What andi tiku cha owoli monjila, you are correct.
Yeah.
Ombilio yone ipangeli.
Ombilio yone ipangeli.
Mara noho, oshima shimwe, naharanga tutuende po, oshima shiasho kucha, ngero ndinu uzigu na ngwe.
Yeah.
Inashipu mgwa ndora uzigu na mbuya ndi ngina ohera nunambo mbuya, osho tande etishe emo story yone naka. Oshima shono shapuka nai. Ngero tandi complaina omea. Nga wanwa momo friji mario tura momea. Nengino tura momea. Right? Ohandi complaina omea. Itandi complain ishe nesi kundia walile mo ifet kika anje. Nesi kundia wakerepo $20 anje. Nesi kundia itandi tikucha osho ningini maacha ngaoka. Oshima, shishina kukarapo, oku hokolora randora nenge kupotara, oshima, shishiri po shitafure sekunduo. Ndesho nota shipu, inatu weza mo, inima, yomo 97 na, no yomo 57 na, no yomo 2000 na, no moyo 2012 na, ya.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okucha, that is number one is point.
Yeah.
Jono opo indi otango.
Hmm.
Chashi seni, he, upi ningo shima shinya kutia, nande, onu mulipo, nande tie, nishu nengana ndo pironga, mandazile. Oki, waisan wane mwambelewa. Kutia mkwetwe, uto popi nongozi.
Ya.
Ulike mongozi, ironga manga yasikama. Nenge, mkwetwe, uto ningi shonimba shongadi, ndi datura nga ashike, o meange mo firiza muno,
yeah.
Ndi paifo meange, ndi wetari tu ya numo marehotura mo mea.
Yeah.
Uoptiari, nangaye mo maanda hondi datura mo meange, do meangu ya mamu. Weteko.
Yeah.
Paifu shi imashini osha kushanare. Ta expire.
Yeah.
Maro pehaike musawzi ngeiko problem. Kutia, ae, ombili ne. Kukutameka nena. Andikara handi. Tulama mea opo ino handu kari.
Yeah.
Uki, onda tulamo. Oma apere ange nashike mofiliza. Oto tameke tuyari mo mara uwe ihotura mwashu.
Ya.
Oma hini otu ya numo ihotura mo mashini. Oshikandiro otu shinumo ihonu. Oshiri. Mara anone se katu shikuto turingaiti. Ohatura nduri ni mambi ikuru. Ohatura ndura ni mambi ikuru. Nanga wakwaru waka pono tuendi yage di nandi popi.
Ya.
Wari wari amo no shike ikasange de nje hime shiri amo inandi popi.
Mwa
toti nwa merai. Eh?
Eh. Ngaengine.
Eh, oinimane mbikuru. Tushwete ano efimbo limwe katuvike konunge kwaninge kepuko efimbo jo. Tovi epuko ndio lige nalipopio ino etapo alikuja ae no shoho ningi. Ngengo wapatwa wapatwa no wayaki imariwa.
Yeah.
Ndeshi wayaki imariwa ya kandishi mbele wa iho katura kwa alikutia. Ese nyo wapata ngeno ni imariwa weno wawari wakufapo o tuta usenda wapo puwa kuri weteko. Paifu shima shinyo shikuru malo we wakotwa no shi mwa pehariku usovi ngoe o problema njono kucha mkwetwe wako shimariwa hinoe pehariku uke akwetwe ombidi ndani ngepuko
yeah.
Hino kaita kwa hariku cha ae nwari waka kufapo mauveri yari nguwa nwa wale kufapo no efere hina ndipo pyo shishi
yeah.
Weishi puwa kuchu
mkwanele hii
hey.
Shine potakone
hey. Hey. Amera ina nine
hey.
Na mwondi, nengu wapu ya uuze po alitoti, ya, na mwondi no kukandi shipopia iki. Keteko? Kwa hii foto ki shipopia ngai pingiri, umashiki ino shipopia ke that time. Yopuke sa ningwa. Eh? Oto tinge go, o waninga shike, o ae tifo o shiponga. Nde tofa dhukapo. Nde shua fa dhukapo. Uoto kaita alo shiponga na tango. Unui ya ate ali. Oh. Ununguna e. Oh. No vura azako shikari astamba. Huno nde tafaduka. No inmeyo vura azako. Popye nike. Shima shimbo rutu unjo. Uteme. O astamba ge. Ongwe unepoko. Ote itere kwepoko leo nenge ku. Yo itere kwepoko. Ah ndi itere kwepoko leo. Opo. That is all. Uma solving a problem, I know. Eh, no, boku, pop, jake, ay, no, aru, aningi, asin, basong, adino, de, nini, matai, ningo, inji. Eh? Tai, ningo, inji. Ande, kumona, nga, non, are, aru, ala, tange, no, kofmas, aru, a, ninga, gen, asiki, uinima, uikonene. Uinima, uikonene, kaina, matai, kufara, mai, pu.
Shiri.
Yeah. Kasa fike nande mwininga na memeo e.
Yeah.
Mwurime gumbolimu. Memeo e upari kutindiro kulia. E kutindiro kulia. Kya iholi poma. Kasi imediriri kombo.
Yeah.
Nengi kuna hinhueta momu.
Yeah.
Uhozi kwa ike. E nyara zoara.
Yeah.
Uhui nga kironga. Kwa hivatu kufiile mo omwele wa uzi peni. Maro hui nga kilonga. Doi hozi kuiken e nyara vwa.
Nyara doala.
Umashiki huetele omwele wa shasingi kwa harokuli. Ufiile mo. Uota kameke. Ah he. Osheke sheni. No meti nga pi. Osheke mwantele kwa hivu ya ninyo ya mfile.
Nange. Omorashike nga inga ndina kukarata ndeta ma na muno omuna ntu ya mwia eta mosha.
Ye. Kucha omorashike andinuka ndeta. Momuna nga ya mwike nga ande hiko nfaze dezeba to dezeba. Iha eta mwike na ndosha.
Ya.
Paifeni.
Shonone kaishi kuchandora oshima shapuka. Mara. O unakusheta pone pesi ku kapu nui na indishi?
Yes.
Ya, yeah. Unakusheta pone esimbondi kapu na ui na i, mushi kuchanga kucha. Ae, neno ndaha kupota na ngu ememe, onduvitara, onduvitu uziku na i, shashino ngae wafanga unambero ka anfe, ngae ngaya teranda, maro ya kwepita aranda, shikeshiko toshi adresi nganga. Peife, otegerele nana ontu ekustate, opo wete mono, wafa tuendele kumbuda yankweni.
Yeah.
Nge,
Ai, uneni nana gashi, uneni nana gashi moma umbo mono no po no pironga.
Mm.
Upo no problem.
Nai.
Nai nai. Uneni ngamba pironga.
Mm.
Upo problem.
Mm.
Vede gashi estin porimon no to to azon no no monate. Okay, umane ko kuspa vais.
Yeah.
Kuspa vais o tati, what happened?
Mm.
Ah, eh, undungu no, o kwa karaike e masupu ndemona no meti no meti tano ndemona na no meti no mo no mo mo biu nyambo azako ndemo nkweni sababu tati nkwetwe amina ndi hari ni mambi bi kuru unda hari ke kucha ushike amu ya mukula nai mokatike an now now not tomorrow not yesterday not to yesukuria only now 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 paiseni
Mhm.
Onungo ta etapini mi hapu shoshoni na si o topika njita iti inato pumba okueta po ini maya pita nale.
Iya. Yeah.
Inato ete ni po ini maya pita nale.
Mhm.
Oshimango osha pita nale.
Iya. Yeah.
Osha ekispa nale.
Mhm.
Eh? Osha feko shikuti shaza konjebo.
Iya.
Yeah. Unari kute shaza konjebo nena. Mhm. Ino tari No, no, mira, opa tope onje, o, shikuti sa zakonje, no.
Yeah.
Hmm? Oto, tutoti, onda uvo ntope ropa ise hino, mala onda uva, mi umbolea biya, nashkantiri.
Mm-hmm.
Sashi efi mbole tu onjo, ho, wa, anota randoro si imasho pa ivi. Mm-hmm. Jesu kike njo, iha randoro si imasho ngera.
Yeah.
Hmm? Akoto natui, oshiri, nguwa po ikina, nati irongo ku, Oku popo shima, ni osho shanimwa, efi mbodo tuonji.
O ishu imwar.
Ima ikepua.
Itatuweza mo ikwao, itatuweza mo shohera, itatuweza mo shunambo, itatuweza mo shima, shijipuara, shamwenara, shachila, shariureksa.
Shariureksa.
Shariureks.
Ye. Nandeto ikomono toti, meme nengetake, opunae, Kuna nasilongo de nasikantiri okai. Oh, eh, kwa nasika? Oh, tau rangi kumara kwa maina ikuwa hindi sikutonti ningasike?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, eh. Nasikantiri, ira. Numasike tau rangi kumara kwa maina.
Mm-hmm.
Ihandi tiari. Ah, eh, no hiroko itau rangi kumara kwa maina. No.
Mm-hmm.
Mwasiki ino sipota.
Ya, oiki no shipota ne oher. Ontu o iwafa wategerera kucha ae andi mbango story njino. Opo andi mbango story njino. Opo ndike ipotse shampara ndakwatwa ndatura moko na ngayo story njino andi kusama ndiendi ipotse. Oshiri? Antu ya mosho ngaka?
Asi kwa hatu mbago ini matafatu mbago imariwa.
Hmm.
Ya.
Yeah. Hatu mbaga. Ehe, to mbanga wafa. Kuche, okay. Neno kula nje shike shika ndia nditure monjato. O hero kuli nje shika ndia nditure monjato. Esi kutakacha nye kucha anomorua shike kia zimbo unakatu ula nje. Omara kuma inima. Nguopo neto kacha, nunambo mbuya, nukerajia, nushike-shike, nushike-shike,
Uf, tuti osha faike, nandoni wakwata no, ni, nandene pangwe nengi wakwata no, ni ni maa alitopitifu.
Mm-hmm.
Uoto pato.
Yeah.
Oto kaeta kwa alio shikia shinya, osho hatu nyingi no shito, mweteko. Hai fini kuko soha mwenigi no shito.
Mm-hmm.
Osha era kutia. Omakareke muri firi.
Yeah.
Eh? Mukara muri firi unene. Jasi. Kesho hata kuti. Toshi nyingi ko. Nena. Nomongura. Mm-hmm. Mohire inya. Isartar.
Yes.
Oshi wa ira monyata nare sasi, unari kutoto shi epere pen. Ya, genu kwa kwa tono shi mane na, oto shi, oa kwa tue, oa ayo, oriko oshikando sange shotango, weteko. Iwe te ari, osho hato ningino shito, no. Ino toki shiture wa boshiki. Toti ka aso shikando sanga sotangoe. Oh, ai. Ombiri biri. Ai, tininga.
Testa tu vuru kwa kwanza rongo kwa shima. Shino nte indesha aso funny, man.
Yes.
Sorry, man.
Nandon maari yiku siro henda. Utaka ano itumburo jia kucha. Oso hatu ningi no shito.
Eh, wano wakale ranje shike. Shosho hatu ningi ya. Nzorongo ya alu ketu ikongere kana kameme. Shiri.
Maro voto tiki etopika wafiko watara mantimoni kishmuti. So shiri.
Omadimo, osho ne andi tiku chae. Ngwe shawe shipula. Ngandi andi shipote.
Parece ni shiri kinde shipura. Parece ndika pasture yuki inga haa. Tapi kan ji dadi dia ji ke pun juga mencoba sedikit penuh bersama. Dia kau ni naik kau isim pun nota teramai lima bikuru. Utai kata masih kini.
Noi pasapen. Ani datum ita tu mana no story itu anoiki. Anoiki.
No. Nunggu tu hangga ni okay uli nanti nongkawan. Ina muhakan na. O noto ningine toti, oh kwetwe, ano mwashiki waka unongo zi ya zima the whole night. Kuna shika?
Nangwe sikundi ya shuwarito ya mkuro ongo zi zanje ndali kudenga kuzapotu alfa siko popofoyo mkuro nerende yu ino ya mkuro waka mkuro potena. Kanunga kanshu. Wiki no shipota ne sikundono? Shasha sikundono shindaka pendu kane potena. Deti kugalu kile, wachala, yoyo na wa. Ambao wewe una problem na sho.
Wewe na tumbage na rini ma.
Na tumbage ni poropor.
Ile tumbage ni ma. Ni mambo yoi kita tiro mara mnyo e ikare ka idina. Jasho tayi bunda kani kuru yoi kutema. Onungo kwa dia ninga kesho nba shongadi. Ndiye natango imbanga ije. Uitula ije ya mbanga. Uwe uke ina nekone. Uke ya dekonare.
Uwe ya ivaro interest andora kucha. Ya. Tandi ya dhane ya ninga o shikethiri.
Tandine siku. Nunge kukwe kuninga na yesi kunjo. Ngino mpopia. De mongolate que se endurura. Indo katia, ande kumana nga no, nesiku, nometi tatu. To ningigi nga asanba songat. To tiki mkwetu e. Amundi horo mbiri.
Ya.
Kandi hore inimiwi na.
Kandi hore inimiwi na. Nenge ayo mbili, opu.
Ya. Yes, opu. Opu. Ya. Kwete oske o osimashita atupo pisinya kutena ndonu wendenga mwosu nuka nenge mwukarata. Paife ni umene na mandi mwono na anditi ni zendenga ni mwoske mwukarata. Aesho ndi amo na ikaresha maiti. Anditi. Asho nga makasika ni ezimbo deni sikundia. Ano ata mgege taolo. Jasa nukwari apa iki narera na apa iki negucha otto tishiki. Ojo nga makasika ni
ezimbo. Sasho tukolwi ni mos.
Sasho shima. Asi shipopi. Upuge shanimba. Nyatika andori ni mao apita ka. Ojo nga makasika ni ezimbo deni. O cara tem que ir dentro, assim, não tudo dentro, cara. Uau, opo, estou de opo, opo.
Oi, opo, opo. Ué, não, ué, se cundê a chuali.
Não, ainda de conversar, mas nunca. Não, 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 não.
Ano, não, 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 não.
Tiene notar dengue con mo programa, ¿eh? Nakare tati menas country.
Oho. Edina rari shenje?
Edina rari shenje. Kwa homo atoti kwa homo afea sopaza kwa nas.
Ozala. Ndia rombwe.
Ya. Yeah. Eh?
Ndia rombwe.
Ya. Yeah, toti. Yeah. Toti my name is Mrs. Nas country.
Ozala. Oshorera.
Ya, yeah, ina tuti ya, eo hero ali tuti, nandike ti, just today.
Nambanga ini minai, ohera shuwe turombo ya kuchongo ya metri ya kandishinga ohera, hano iki.
Upo pigi kutia, mena shkantiri ye.
Ehe.
You'll be fine, yes, okay.
Yeah.
Very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ewa.
Hi, good night.
Ewa, thank you so much, Tatinash Country.
God bless you.
God bless thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Alrighty, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are fast approaching the final hour for this evening because this is a two-hour show. So the number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio and you guys can call in. And initially, we are talking about reprimanding. So how do we reprimand somebody? I hope you guys have learned. I hope you guys have learned. So we go to number five. First of all, number four is listen and encourage dialogue. We must have conversation. It mustn't be one person is talking the whole entire time and nobody else, and the other person is not allowed to talk. You must also listen and see things from a different perspective. And then number five, focus on improvement and support. Offer support. Provide resources or training opportunities or to help the person improve. So maybe, just maybe, right? This person is wearing these types of clothes because they don't have other clothes. Are you actually the type of friend that says, you know what, my friend, I have this other dress that is nice and it is beautiful and I would like for you to have it? Or are you the type of friend that goes shopping with your friend and doesn't buy your friend anything? You go and spend a whole 10k on yourself and you come out of there and you tell your friend, Chomi, let's go for lunch afterwards, but you know that your friend is struggling. Your friend has school fees to pay, she has rent to pay, she has all these expenses, right? And she just can't afford to be splurging on herself right now, but you unfortunately can't see that. Are you one of those people that can't share your resources? Because if you can't share your resources, ne, I don't think that you should be in a position of reprimanding me, because I will be very, very offended. Because I've watched you give other people. I've watched you take yourself out, ne, and buy yourself a stack of clothes. Clothes that you have not even worn up until today yet, right? But you are complaining about this thing that I'm wearing. Right? But it's the only thing I have. It's the only appropriate thing I have. Do you actually contribute in my life in such a way that, you can support me? You can offer support. You can buy me a nice dress, you know? You can also just look out for me. I feel that, nowadays friendships, I don't know how you guys' friendships are, but back in the day with our friendships, right? Our friendships were so sister-based and so brother-based, right? That I can't see myself, hanging out with my friends. I have a stack of money and I want to go and buy myself something but I'm going to go with my friends and I don't buy all of my friends something. Even in that money that we chop up, ne, all my friends, ne, had a t-shirt. I know it was Mr. Price, but it was a t-shirt. All of my friends. Imagine with the money that I stole when I was a robber. When I was a criminal. I stole most, eh? That money, all my friends had something from that money. Like, it's either one had a pair of shoes, the other one had a t-shirt, and it is what it is.
Good evening.
Nobody is ever ready.
No one.
No one.
I'm ready.
No.
No, I'm not ready.
Yeah, keep lying to yourself.
I'm not ready.
Yeah, like nobody is ready.
Really?
Yeah.
You are not ready.
I keep telling myself that I am, but when
push comes to shove. I don't want. Is it that you're not ready or is it because you don't want? In all honesty.
The absence of love is what makes us vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Accepting the fact that the person that you once knew
mm-hmm.
is no longer with you.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago, mm-hmm. 11 somewhere there,
mm-hmm.
the words in the audio you played,
mm-hmm.
the first audio that you played.
If tomorrow starts without me.
Yes. Okay. It's what I wrote on my best friend's card.
Mm.
Like the preparations of memorials and then when tomorrow starts without me.
Mm.
That's actually the pain I live with every single day. You are never ready. I'm telling you.
Is it that we are not ready or is it because we are? Is it because we are not ready or is it because we just don't want? In all honesty.
You have to look at it on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you want to.
But I believe that you are ready.
Yeah, but.
You just don't want.
The acceptance of reality.
Mm-hmm.
When the reality hits you and mm-hmm. then absence settles in, that's when you realize, no.
Mm-hmm.
I think these days,
I'm telling you. But I don't think that we are not ready.
Oh, you think we are?
I think that we are. I think that, for the most part, if I can tell you, it's 2025, right? If I can tell you 2023, I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready in any way, right? To leave this earth, to leave life. I wasn't ready about anything, nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I spent 2024 preparing myself for becoming ready.
Mm-hmm.
So if tomorrow starts without me and I'm not there to dry your eyes, right?
Mm-hmm.
I am ready. I'm okay for the whole shebang. I'm okay because one of my biggest worries is my minions, right? Not being in a loving environment.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. And then, right? In my journey, because for 2025, our thought process for pulling heartstrings, right, is trust the process. That's what we are doing. 2025, what we are doing is trusting the process. We don't know what it looks like. We don't know why it looks the way it looks, but we are trusting the process because one, we have put ourselves here. Two, we are working towards becoming better. Three, we are trying to find directions in life, right? And just for the sake of being here on its own, we must trust the process.
Putting one foot in front of the other.
Yes. And so we are trusting the process.
Every single step,
mm-hmm.
it's counted for.
Yes. So we are trusting the process. And I've worked throughout 2024, the rest of 2024, and then I got to a point where it was now January 2025, and I had to sit within myself, and I had to now find, what am I doing this year? What am I doing this year and how am I gonna go through this year? Cause I'm a very emotional person. I'm very emotional. I'm also like, so I'm like that. So how do I deal with and work with this? that I'm trying to work on it. Yeah, I'm trying to work on it, but it is a very difficult thing. So how do I work with this that I have? So one thing is I don't put myself in harm's way. I don't put myself in situations where I'm not needed, I'm not wanted, I'm not appreciated. I take time to rest. I say no because I mean it. I say yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. I say yes because I want to. I say maybe because I'm really going to think about it, not because I'm trying to spare your feelings from the no that I want to say. Mm-hmm. And then, right, I live with it. So if I'm going to say maybe, I'm really going to maybe you. Maybe means I'm going to think about it, and then I'll come back to you eventually with a yes and a no answer. Maybe means I'm in the middle. And also I have this guy in my life that is just driving me halfway crazy. My son. That guy forgets nothing. So your maybes, they don't just chill. Did you think about it yet? The thing that you were saying, mommy, did you think of, So my maybes must really be a maybe. Because they can't just stay a maybe. So what we're doing is trusting the process. Now, the reason that I'm talking about reprimanding ourselves this evening is, how do we do that? Because in order for us to be happy, in order for us to live a fulfilling life, in order for us to live in the gratitude of the now, right? We have to see ourselves in our full essence. Now, our full essence is not always just rainbows and beautiful farts, right?
And unicorns.
And unicorns, you know? It's not always that. In our full essence means that in our imperfections that are there, we have to also find our balance and our perfections, and both our nasty, our ugly, our truths, and also our compassion and our sympathy. So what is that?
Overlooking everything.
Everything. Everything. And when we say everything, we mean everything. There's a thing called shadow self-healing. Shadow self-healing is identifying the emotions that you truly feel, right? That you might have put aside because society doesn't deem them correct, or you don't deem them correct, or somebody that influenced you largely doesn't deem it correct. And so you shove them and put them aside. So the homework for today is to listen to Carl Jung's, Shadow Self. It's an audio book. He's a psychologist, right? So go and listen and research more on shadow self healing. Shadow self healing is basically, giving the child in us, or the hurt fragment of ourselves, right? Within our pasts, a hug and bringing them to the light because they live in the shadows.
Wow.
So what a shadow would feel is something that you need to identify like this and understand that this is what the shadow is bringing forward. It is the same as, that little bit of envy. Let me use myself as an example. That little bit of envy or jealousy that hits my emotions. It's like a snippet. It's not even something that's longer than 3 seconds, right? But it's something that I've noticed happens to me lately within the past 3 years, right? It happens to me lately because there is something that is sitting within my shadow that I have not completed yet. And when I see somebody complete it, I feel jealousy and envy. And that is the graduation, right? Because I didn't finish my LLB yet. because I had to postpone it, because I had to build an empire that's going to be lucrative, that's going to be sustaining me and mine, right? And then I can go back to school, and then I can go and finish the LLB, and then I can become now you people's conseiller, right? And there is a glimmer of envy and jealousy that hits me every single year during April and August when I see your graduation pictures and you have the blue sachet, because that's the faculty of law. But then why do I feel it if I know exactly what I'm doing in my life and what decisions I've made and why I've made the decisions?
Your decisions reflect the life that you are going to live tomorrow.
My dear, the decisions are doing things. The decisions. To be honest, I've never done anything so right in my life the way I did the right decision there. But it's just because it is something that I still want. So I am jealous that others are achieving that particular thing. But then when I identify it, right, then it doesn't become a monster.
Or like...
Then it doesn't become me on the internet saying things like, it's just a paper.
Throwing shade
for Stanji. Because then the emotion goes through me and it's out and it's okay. But now you find people that feel certain things inside, right? But it's because of something that lurks within the shadow. So when
while you are there,
mm-hmm.
Somebody told to me, but then it was in Oshawambo.
Mm-hmm.
A jealousy. It's like drinking poison.
Yeah, expecting it to kill the other person. Because it just rots you from inside.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has me digest this. Okay. Mm-hmm. During healing process,
my dear.
People heal in spaces where judgment is absent.
You're so bad. Because you're healing, Mus. You know, Mus Pangero. Yeah. You don't heal in a judgmental Shipangero.
No.
Of course not.
You know where light is shed on darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Where love is, abundant.
Mm-hmm.
That's where healing happens.
Yeah.
That's like, it's all in the details.
Yeah.
All in the details.
Mm-hmm.
You have to shoot the arrow at crooked angle.
Yeah. But how do we reprimand ourselves? How do we say, hey, Elizabeth, that's wrong?
Okay, na koko ntima. Energy doesn't lie.
Mm-hmm.
Last night I told you, have you ever, imagine reading a book
mm-hmm.
of every
everybody talking about you. Ha! My goodness!
No.
But
like,
that would that be something that you would like to read? I think that is a good conversation. That's a good topic. Would it be a book that you would like to read?
Yes.
Why?
Shashin.
Mm-hmm. Because you are nosy?
No.
Eh, because I'm sensing that. That's the energy I'm getting. Like, why do you want to know what's in people's thoughts? All right, before, proceed. Mm-hmm.
Before you walk into my life,
mm-hmm.
there are some certain things you need to know about me.
Mm-hmm.
I was already whole before you came.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not searching for validations or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to be my cherry on the cake.
Yes, because I'm already a whole cake.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm me. Before you.
And I'll be me after you.
That's bonus. That's extra.
Mm-hmm.
If you survive me. Yes, when I chose you, it's not of need or about want.
Mm-hmm.
Not because living without you,
it's impossible.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hold my hand. Correct me when I'm wrong, but not in public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not in public.
Yeah.
And if you're doing it in public, let it be subtle.
Yes. Be my comfort zone.
Not my scary place.
No, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Nobody likes that. There's this conversation that a gang of women were having. And they were asking this guy that is known to be a relationship expert or something. And the guy asked or complained that his wife is no longer having coitus with him, sex, right?
Okay.
And he feels like it is his right, and he feels like he should get it, and he feels like, why isn't she just talking to me, and then the guy, right, went on and asked the wife, why are you not sleeping with your husband? And she said, how can you sleep with somebody that's constantly mean to you?
So
you are not nice to me.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
I didn't look it as, okay, fine. Okay, continue.
Because if we are looking at the reason people are intimate with others, right? It is because they feel comfortable and safe. Now, if you have not created a safe space for me, if you have not created a space of real and genuine intimacy that I also reciprocate, right? I understand and I give back. Then how do you expect me to spread?
Reciprocate.
Yeah. You give me, I give you. How? How do you expect me to mirror this back to you? When you are not a nice person. Because nobody sleeps with mean guys. No one.
Oh, yeah.
No one sleeps with mean guys. Do you know that even the meanest guy you know, ne? His wife can say that, he's a sweetheart. You're like, I'm telling you. And even the mean guys, right, have intimate and nice gestures. Now you find a whole entire husband that is incapable of being nice to his wife, just nice. Kwanekambe, munga uli mono. Okay. You know, because all the other days you call me Hileni. So today, kwanekambe, munga uli mono. Okay. Ilongo yenda na angandishi. Okay. Poo. Nice.
And creating a safe space.
But now, she's not giving me. How can she give you when you are not a safe place, Anne? Where you are the person that I'm now afraid of. Because, my God, what is he going to say to me next? He doesn't know how to reprimand me even. Otatu kunje about what I'm wearing, but he's not calling me aside like a wife and saying, Kwanekamba, kahema kwa tukawete, okashona kwa tukawete kohi. He's not saying that. Anwazaro, umakutu, rafa, rantu ya ningangini, wafara, ontungwe osika mapo, po besto pashikeshke. Bra, in front of the kids. And then tonight you are saying I'm a spread. No, sir, I'm not spreading nothing.
Whew. That's one tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, it is. It's a very tough pill to swallow. And a lot of men these days are really not dealing well with it.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not dealing well with it because their wives are not giving it up. And they don't understand why. Many of them are resorting to marital rape, you know? They are resorting to it because they are not getting, instead of just being able to change, just being able to be nice. I would rather rape her than be nice to her. Who does she think she is? How? How? Am I not a delicate flower? Mm. Eh? Do I not deserve niceness?
Shashi, I think I'm not an expert.
Mm-hmm.
I observe.
Yeah.
Maybe not you included per se, but
maybe.
The reason why I think that people don't have beautiful relationship, it's because they measure love because the way they give it.
Mm.
Because the love you give, if you measure it the way you give it, it's wrong.
Yeah. It's not for like real. That.
Yes. Shashi. Mm-hmm. To me,
mm-hmm.
real love, genuine, is given without expectation.
Yeah.
You give it because it makes you feel good
mm-hmm.
to give it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Why but in all honesty,
uh-huh.
I do not believe that any of us on planet Earth are capable of really, truly, and genuinely being in love with anybody.
Really?
Yeah.
Humor me.
We can love whoever we want to love. Or we can be in the idea of loving somebody, right? But the fact that we are human beings and we are not God means that we have conditional love. Conditional love means, right? I will no longer stay with you if you are abusing me. I will no longer stay with you if you are cheating on me. I will no longer stay with you if you are mistreating me. I will no longer be in a relationship with you. I will no longer love you. I will unlove you if you are not doing what I expect in love. The problem that we have is that we don't have real and open conversations with one another about our honest expectations. We all sit and we tell each other, butterflies and unicorns, right? And fairies. We talk about that. And we talk about, I just want a guy that's all about me. Like, what do you mean, ma'am?
Yeah.
What do you mean you want a guy that is all about you? All about you like what? Do you want me to get a t-shirt with your face on it? Do you want me to have a tattoo? What? You know, just somebody that feels me. Like, what do you mean by feels you? Like, touch your body or what? You understand? Because none of us actually have any idea what we're doing out here. All we know is that we want to be with somebody and we want to be with a specific somebody that we want to be with. That is why you can find that people feel like they are alone in the world. And that is why many of us turn to wanting to unalive ourselves because of loneliness, right? But the truth is that it's not that we are alone. It's just that the people that we want to be there are not there. You are not alone. You are just not with the person that you wanted to be there with you.
Through this.
Because you are sitting next to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Are you alone, really? Like, to be honest. You are not alone.
Shashi, bare minimum. Bare minimum.
Mm-hmm.
It's not effort.
Yeah. No. It's bare minimum is like you're breathing. That's like, yeah.
Mm.
Like everybody does that.
Attachment is not connection.
No. I'm attached. And also the attachment styles, right? Some people mistaken attachment styles for love, right? But I'm most probably an anxious person. So I get attached to my partner in a specific way that he finds attractive because that is what he's been looking for until he notices later on when he's too deep into it that the kind of attachment that I have is actually crazy. Yeah, that point where you are with the boys outside and you are chilling and I come and stand there, I have no business being there at all, but I'm there. Why? I just want to be around my man. Like, nah, bruh, that's not cute. You have issues. Why can't somebody go out without you calling them 20 times? Why are you calling them 20 times? Because the worst part about this is that when I'm around you, you have nothing to say to me.
Yeah.
We watch movies in silence. And when I'm gone, hey, Olinga now and this, Anoike. Anoike. So, apparently, I just want a guy that's clingy. Then you find the guy that's clingy. The guy that's clingy starts renting in the flats where you are renting also. And starts harassing your neighbor into moving so that they can take over the flat. And then he says, "Tumbonyone poaro e kumandi." I'll talk to my landlord. Tumbonyone po kumandi. Then we can just walk into each other's houses. How about we buy these two flats and then we put them together and then it's just one big house? How about we live together? This is all happening in 3 weeks. Hey! It's clingy? Is it seriously still what you want? No, it's crazy.
And then you get sick of a person.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Yeah. Or sometimes, right? Sometimes you like it. I've had an instance where I liked it. Because, right? I liked it for the wrong reasons, though. I liked it because I was in a space, right? Where I was extremely depressed. And I needed somebody that is going to irritate me.
Distraction.
Yeah. I loved it so much. 10 messages after each other. Hello? Hey, are you still sleeping? When I come back, it's like nothing happened. Yeah, I'm awake now, boo. Sorry about sleeping, man. Like, I shouldn't even sleep that long. Hello? Why am I sleeping? You know? Like, it's not like I need to rest or anything. Hi, here I am. Let's do this relationship. I liked it, but I liked it for the wrong reasons. I liked it because it was distracting me from my true emotion. And I was dying inside. But now, I didn't have time to die inside.
Yes.
Because I was busy. That's just like these sex addicts that we're having out here. Entertaining their beds with bodies. Because they are actually afraid of sleeping alone, eh? That's the real problem.
You need to like so many the downfalls of every man you see out there. If you can't control your emotions, your urges, everything in between there, that's your downfall.
I feel that if men express their emotions more, then we would stop expecting so much from them. I think most of you guys, ne, are putting up this wall of let us stay away from our emotions. Did you know that June is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month?
I did not know.
Mm-hmm. So this is Omwedi Weni for men to become mentally aware of your well-being, of your mental state and stuff like that. So conversations of this nature are absolutely right up our alley.
Undengevenine.
Mm-hmm.
They have money somewhere there. They don't venture into therapy.
Hmm.
That's the problem. Just...
No, but it's not really that. Because I cracked this one. It's not that they don't enter into therapy. It's because the therapist is non-relatable. Like, what does this white old guy know about being young, black, and unsuccessful from a poor family in the village, bruh? What is he going to tell me here? And even if you do find a black brother, right, in the psychologist's seat, he's got soft hands, he hasn't worked a day in his life apart from this one job, and he's absolutely a coconut from the suburbs. He ain't street. What does he know about the village, bruh?
Because you know what they say about action speaks louder than words.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about consistency?
Yes.
It speaks louder than both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like consistent, consistency.
Consistent doesn't mean correct. Consistent means you're doing the same thing, like
yeah.
per routine.
Mm.
Like a dog chasing its tail.
Oh.
I'm just saying. So, how about intentional? Intentional.
Oh, okay.
Let us be intentional with what we are doing and how we are doing what we are doing. Let us never stop learning. Just because we're doing something and we're in something doesn't mean we know everything.
Shashi. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's put it on a scale.
Yeah.
The biggest breakthrough, right,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
comes disguised.
Yes.
As a breakdown.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when everything falls apart,
mm-hmm.
you need to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Shashi, sometimes maybe that's the universe creating spaces for something bigger
mm-hmm.
and better.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you just need to open your eyes to new opportunities.
And also, understand that just because you're opening your eyes now doesn't mean that the opportunity is just here now. Sometimes you must first also heal. How?
The problem is we don't heal.
Yeah. But healing is messy. Nobody actually wants to heal. Healing is messy. Even me myself. Like the healing process, like my goodness. It's so messy, especially with the triggers, especially with the emotional roller coaster, especially with going through some hard truths, right? Mm-hmm. There are certain things that I've told myself for a very long time that I believed for a very long time, right? Until I did an introspection. Because I need to reprimand myself, right? And I need to be accountable for my portions of things. And I need to find a way to be okay within understanding myself, right? So there are things that I told myself to make myself feel better about certain things. But this is not, it wasn't something that I created just like that. It was something that I created to protect myself from a bigger danger, which was something that was more hurtful. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm one of those kids that grew up in this country without a dad. And my assumption was that my dad didn't care about me. And my dad didn't love me. Ergo, I have abandonment issues. Right? I am afraid of being abandoned. Right? So now we have looked at it holistically, and so it's father not loving, and father not being there, and father also not supporting financially, and then father not wanting to be there, and then also abandonment issues and fear of being left behind or alone. Now, how do you think all the relationships that I have after that goal. Is that not a recipe for submission to nonsense? Because you don't want to be left alone, right? So now you would do whatever it takes to keep somebody. So that means you will shut yourself up for something that is really an injustice, right?
When all the fibers in your body screaming,
No, you say yeah, right?
Yes.
And then there are some things that you would, there was even a point in my life where I used to say that, no, I'm a very forgiving person. That means I deal with nonsense, right?
Yeah.
And you get where I'm going. You're like,
Like a sponge.
Yeah, you take it, don't you? Like a toilet. Right? And then there came a point in my life where I had to stop. I had to stop, and then I had to actually look at things realistically. I had to look at things from the perspective, right, of an adult, not a child. Because children, they are not liars, right? Children just don't understand what is happening in front of them. So they use their own imagination, right? Because even within the imagination, there is nothing vulgarous. So you can see that these thoughts are the thoughts of a child. Right? Even if I'm saying it in my 30s, these are the thoughts of a child because my dad doesn't love me. My dad doesn't want to be in my life. So I have abandonment issues. What are issues, ma'am? You see, you can't really explain it because it is from a perspective of a child. Then I had to look within myself and find the piece of myself that is more hurt, right? Because I always thought it was 6 years old. You see?
Oh.
So I had to find pieces of myself that is really, really hurt. Like really, really hurt where it all went downhill after that, right? I had to find that. That's why you say go within your shadow, go within yourself and find the person within you that needs a hug, right? And usually it is the person that is in childhood. It is the person that is somewhere. But I've also noticed, right, that our lives don't revolve around our childhoods because our childhood is also an illusion or the imagination of a child. So we have to look past that as well. We have to find real moments of impact within our own lives, right, that tell a story in its true origins, in its true being. So let's go back. So abandonment issues and then shadow self-healing. So what is the actual problem? The actual problem is that I was incapable of interpreting a grown-up relationship that didn't work out from a grown-up perspective because I've never been a grown-up. Because if the relationship is not working, nobody should be forced to stay within a relationship that is not working. So we eliminate that thing of my father left us. We eliminate it. Because we cannot put our fathers there in that spot. Hey, why didn't he stay? Because also, it was not him that left anybody.
So, like, the father issue is out of the equation.
Like, we are dissecting the father issue because the father issue has compartments, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, did he not love you? All right, let's go to this man. How old is this man? This man should be 70 this year. He passed away. He passed away in 2021. So this man should be 70 this year. That means he comes from what kind of era? He comes from an era where fathers don't do those things.
Yeah.
Excuse me, ma'am. So now pe fotoyarerontu konshigaka no over something that he doesn't know. There's no swimming lesson things here and barbecue things with kids.
Yeah.
Fathers are not home.
They are somewhere.
Eh.
They're trying to make a living.
Eh. So now you want to crucify this one single man for not being the same as all white fathers that you see on the TV. Excuse me.
That's actually one thing I'm actually terrified about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those things I have no control over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like fate.
Mm-hmm.
Love,
mm-hmm.
feelings,
mm-hmm.
change of heart, unexpected endings,
new oh beginnings,
broken hearts,
starting over.
starting over.
Oh my God. Serola
with vibes I never had.
Oh.
Unseen catastrophes.
Like I can't. I'm like, whoa, I can't do this. Nekalae, a pizza.
Even the questionable lifespan.
Yeah.
Permanent.
Yeah, so worked up.
The test of time.
I think the beautiful thing about you is that you are capable of laughing through the hurricane.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is good. That is good. That means, right? There's nothing that you can't handle when you're fully ready.
Growing up without, before I knew my family on my father's side, that they are well off. I used to tell myself, Kucha, my friend, you have to bail yourself up in whatever situation you find yourself in.
You first, there's no one coming.
There or an uncle
no one way. Is coming.
No one is coming.
I bet you needed to adjust your whole entire heart. And then you had to tell yourself another lie when you found them.
My friend.
To like, just adjust to, like, I'm still alone. I still have to work hard.
And you get this friend, my best friend, the one that passed away, he was one of a kind.
Yeah.
It's not that because he's dead, like, but he's the kind of person that would call you when you are not about, or during in the middle of the month, and then tell you his problem. That person is not going to call you. That's up to you if you can remember him. But then I know, like, I'll send him, like, toiletries money here and there. Because I am glad because of him. Like, you should love the one person who makes you feel glad that you are alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, gratitude.
Gratitude.
Yeah. So now, like, people will be like, when they know that it's 20th tomorrow, and then they will call. That's when they will call. How do you expect me to make adjustments on my
something budget? That's coming tomorrow, guys? Change.
Yeah. Everything can change.
Yeah.
I'm actually scared of finally knowing what I want.
Yeah. Yeah.
But never having the courage to reach for it.
Who says you won't?
And if I do reach for it, what if it's too late?
Or what if it comes and messes up your whole entire system that you're having now?
The structure.
Look at you. The structure. Like, Micha.
See, change.
Yeah.
See, change. Like life.
Yeah.
Like, when somebody walks into your life and then gives you a new purpose. And the sense of belonging.
I don't
belonging,
want this new purpose. Every day just walk around angry. What's wrong? I'm in love. Ah!
No, the conversation I had with somebody today, I had to pick up application forms for my friend in Shikunde, somewhere there between Nana and Okongo. Like, have you noticed how everything can be spoken away by simply small things? I was in love. I was happy. I was drunk. Everything else can be spoken away by just saying, I was drunk.
Yeah.
And then people will all understand.
Mm.
Or like, I was in love. And then people
Like, I was depressed.
Spoken away by that.
Yeah, by reason.
Mm. And then somebody out there will understand.
Yeah.
No, man.
What is your biggest struggle?
Eh?
What is your biggest struggle right now?
I threw everything on my back. Like right now,
mm-hmm.
my path is clear as day.
Mm-hmm. The problem is you.
Really?
Like, ah!
I was in a dark place back then.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find my purpose, and then, what profits a man to gain the whole world and then lose his soul?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then eventually you found your feet
mm-hmm.
in a storm,
mm-hmm.
and then you learn to dance with it,
mm-hmm.
take it every day.
And then you realize it's not even a storm; it's all your imagination. You are panty just in your room. Ah. Uh-huh.
I'm a loner.
Yeah.
In person, I'm actually shy.
Mm-hmm.
I speak a lot when I'm nervous.
Mm-hmm. Do you have sweaty hands when you're nervous?
Yeah, very.
Then maybe very. You're just anxious. Calmex, ne? Go to the pharmacy and get a thing called Calmex.
Oh.
Yeah, it's $30. Go ahead, get a thing. It's like a pill. You just take one. Let me know how you feel.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then...
Do you think a lot?
Everything in between. Everything. Like,
oh my God.
Multitasking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, I can process everything all at once.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like especially if I'm working on the deadline.
Mm-hmm. Working under pressure.
Yeah, working mm-hmm. under pressure. Like I'm actually more driven by anxiety.
Mm. But yeah. You know what they say about people like you, right? They say that sometimes you are so accustomed to the chaos that when there is no chaos, you create the chaos.
There's no normal.
Yeah. Because the chaos is normalcy for you. So when there is no chaos, you create the chaos so that you can feel normal. Yeah.
I have a big problem. Detachment.
Yeah, you do.
If I smell a single thread of toxicity,
mm-hmm.
I'm out the door.
Of course you are.
But yet,
you hold on to memories and events.
Mm-hmm.
So could you say that you are really a detached person? Or you are just afraid to attach because you know you attach hard.
Yeah, I think that's the whole point of it all.
Because if you could detach, right? To be honest, if you could detach, you would let your friend go, but you haven't. You are still grieving and you're still mourning. That shows that you are a for life kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, if you are a for life kind of person, then the problem is that you might be self-sabotaging, not giving people an opportunity to prove themselves. When you just smell like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you are out of the door, even though it might have not been the way it was. You see how I was telling you that, okay, so I went through my life thinking this man is like this, right? And then I had to look at things from the real perspective. The real perspective is that this man comes from a generation where he's 70 years old, if he was alive, he would be 70 years old. And 70-year-old people were born in a time where it was children don't fraternize with their fathers. Like, what? Like, ulona urike uruho naina. You know? And fathers are here by themselves. And even if they are with children, they are definitely not with a girl child. Excuse me. And then also, paying in mind one more thing that I had to add is that my father was an only child that grew up with a runaway father himself. So what does he know about being a father?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So these are truths, right? That I failed to see, that I've always known. But because I needed to soothe myself into staying in alignment with this identity, because I went with it in terms of this is who I am, right? I'm a person that takes nonsense because I'm afraid that I'm going to lose friends and lovers if I don't take nonsense, because people are going to leave me because my dad left me. My dad didn't leave me. They left each other with his girlfriend. How? Like, bruh. Like, you should have seen my face when I figured this out. And I was like, bruh. So maybe, right? That's toxicity that you're saying, right? Give it a chance. Reprimand.
Maybe.
Not maybe. Reprimand. Because also God is sending you many women. Sending you many women, you are running. Oh my God.
No. It's not that per se. It's more of a kind of either or. Right? Either. No.
Give it a chance. Give it a chance. Be the one that calls. Be the one that reaches out. When you are finally ready, you will do it. Right now, go through it.
Like right now, the safest space that I've created. Just to make fun of people, I think.
You know? Spoiler, like, that's me now. That's me now, okay, guys? That's me now.
So,
But it's not weird to be afraid of other people, because the world has proven to us every day that the world is indeed cruel. So it is not out of the ordinary for you to be suspicious of people and scared of them. Because even people that we love and we love them, they also do us dirty.
Yeah, but, see, a visual realization, what they use in real estate. In the real estate, they call it
3D.
Buyer remorse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you buy a house and then 3 days later the house quirks.
Okay. What quirks?
Yeah, no, like when the house makes that
squeaking sound.
Yeah, when the building is adjusting. Yeah. So now,
is that bad?
You have to come back to your life and relationships that you've had. What role did you play for you guys not to be no more?
Yeah.
Because in most cases,
reprimand.
What did the person did to me?
Yeah.
Okay. What?
Because you are such an angel from your mother's house.
Okay, yeah, you are an angel. But what role did you play?
As the angel. Our angel, what did you play?
Yes.
What were you doing there, angel?
In most cases, it's usually our mistakes,
mm-hmm.
okay, without realizing it.
Mm.
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah, it can be. It is. You are correct. And sometimes it's also just not reprimanding and just choosing to walk away. I don't want to talk to you anymore. You're not for me. How? I know. What did I do? Like, at least you can. No. You know what you did. You're like, how? This is some next level blackmail.
Okay.
Yeah. Deep. You know, you're breaking up with me, but you're not telling me what I did.
Mm.
And then you're like, no, it's fine. I ain't get kushishi. Bruh. Like, what do you mean? Get kushishi. No.
Shashini, if you have to look it through at different perspectives.
Yeah.
Like, even the most profound love requires work.
Yeah.
It's not just about finding your partner or waiting for life breeds to sweep them in your corner. No. Mm. It needs work.
Yeah.
Stand together and fight.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work if somebody is fighting on the other side. Mm. Especially with a male child, right?
Yes.
You should have resources at your disposal.
Mm.
Time, and mostly finances.
And energy for the male child.
And energy, consistency.
The male child needs energy. The daughter child is easier. Bruh. Ain't nobody going to the movies. Movies what? No. Why?
Mm. I have a friend who's in the hospital. The reason why I went to pick up applications forms for her.
Mm-hmm.
Her daughter is going in grade 8 if she passed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to fill in for her. Apparently she has low high blood pressure.
Mm.
Heavily.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I have to I have to fill in for her.
Mm-hmm.
You never know when these kids grow up, they will be like, Uncle Fesu was there and then he did nothing.
I don't want to be labeled as that guy. At least I would, like, no, you know. I get it. My cousin, my yes. baby cousin, he's a baby man. He's born in 2000, yes. So he's a baby.
Okay.
You know, he's in the hospital. So he's going for an operation, or he went for an operation earlier today. So I'm going to pop by the hospital when I knock off now to go and see how it went. He was born in my eyes.
Oh.
Yeah, and he's got kidney ulcers, kidney ulcers, and he was told to stop drinking alcohol. And it's the weirdest thing is that he stopped a month ago.
Month?
Yeah, he stopped a month ago. He stopped drinking a month ago.
Huh?
Yeah, so only to be told now. So we're waiting to see. So I'm going to sneak myself into the hospital there just to ask how he
How are
is.
You?
Me?
How are you?
I know. Queen Mother of
how
the Tribe.
Are you?
I'm good, actually. I'm good.
I've realized that we haven't exchanged our present list for the day.
Ne? Hi.
I'm good.
Are you good? How was your day?
It was an eventful day. But anyways, I have to love and leave you.
Oh, already? Where are you going?
Forever and a day.
All right, my beloved. Tomorrow we continue and then we close off reprimanding. But it has been an eventful conversation as always. From me, the matriarch, I love you until infinity. I love you over the moon. I love you times God's mother. Ciao.
Mukungule kwa tuko maikuto wa mina apidi kwa mavchaziva. Uvele kisema ep ato lokasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferile, mise kunani zencha. Kuzo wakwa kushimba lifera zari vuka, kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba ep, muikutwe kulibusie mba santo ye nguyetuna. Muikole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Amuvone, imba encha, niencha farizwe, ikopo nye mifuta ya lifera mata.